Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hump day on Wednesday. I mean, noon on hump day.
Yeah.
It's always hump day on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I guess unless you work a weird schedule, you know, like my wife used to work like Saturday to Wednesday and Friday off.
Yep.
So hump day for her was Monday.
Okay.
But like, you can't really say that because then you have to explain it.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
I call Monday hump day. Why? Why do you do that? Oh, because my schedule's different. Oh, dude, that's boring. Please stop telling me that story immediately.
I'm so with you. Just like leave stuff alone.
Yeah, just know.
Leave stuff alone. It was great because we talked about it yesterday with my son, who's 11, talking about this TikTok ban.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw some clips this morning of people online. That, like some, it was on Twitter. This girl and a couple other people were crying about the possibility of it shutting down and then losing all this money. And she was like reeling off all the how much she makes.
Sure.
And it's like, damn, you make that kind of money on an app?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing wrong?
I know.
Because I saw that. I saw another thing about, what was it at? They were talking about basically about streamers and how that's like this new thing as far as like streamers don't really need celebrities anymore to come mm-hmm. on their shows to give their shows a lot of credibility. It's the good ones. It's all about the content and everything like that.
Well, and a lot of like streamers will go on other streamers' streams to get both audiences.
Yes, and
connected.
Then you got to figure it out like that. So I'm like, damn, can I just like sit in my down? I don't have one. I refuse to ever buy one of those. But I might go get me a gaming chair and go get me about 4 or 5 TVs and a microphone.
Yeah. You might be in business.
But I didn't find a gimmick, though. Because you got to have a gimmick to get it started. Like shirtless with a do-rag on.
That'd be good.
Yeah, or something like that. That'd just to get gimmick. The eyes.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just like,
I think you could be your own gimmick.
Yeah, I think
would watch you on streaming.
I think your
or
I think your personality in and of itself
100%.
Is, I mean, it's working here. You know what I mean? We're doing fine over here.
Yeah, but
it's not a gimmick.
No,
that's
not,
what makes it so beautiful.
Yeah.
You're you.
Yeah, but like, I was just like, damn, but
you're
the thing about they're gonna like what's the day? So it's supposed to shit out on Sunday or something, so you're like these people are like, and I don't blame them because this is their income. This is how they pay their bills.
Yeah, no doubt.
Some of them feed their family and everything like that. You're just like, damn. But then you made a great point. They'll find another one.
Yeah, somebody will just make something like it.
They'll
and
find
then people
one.
Will get on it. And it might take a minute to kind of ramp up the audience and all that. But it's not going to be – here's the thing about it is I know it's very, very popular right now. People are using it to make money. It's not the last one.
No.
There'll be another one afterwards and another one after that.
Are people still –
at some point, the world will end.
Are people still – do you use that Threads thing?
Sometimes on accident because I don't – I didn't even – I guess I signed up for it somehow because you have it through Instagram, I think. And, like, sometimes on my Instagram notifications, a thread will be on there.
Right.
And they do this tricky thing where they don't let you read the whole thing, and it's a little bit interesting, and it might be from somebody that I care about. And I'm like, well, I want to read the rest of that. Like, one popped up today. My buddy that I used to work with started off some thread talking about, like, his dad died when he was 14. And I was like, well, that's interesting and sad. I didn't know that about him. Let me read this. So I clicked over, and then all of a sudden I'm on Threads. They got me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I refuse to click
on. They hoodwinked me.
I don't click on them. But, yeah, hopefully stuff gets worked out, man, because I just, you know, I don't like to see people cry. Especially when they're losing their stuff. You know, you're losing your life. Because me, I laugh at that kind of stuff. Like, you got your phone, and then you tell people stories about other people.
Because it's a very easy reaction to just be like, all right, tough break, get a job.
Yeah.
But, like, that is their job.
Yeah, it is.
And they make way more money than I do. Yeah, that's for sure.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I think, you know, I think that reaction is part of the gimmick.
But, yeah, because I did tell you, I did tell you, get a damn job.
Get a job then.
Get a damn job.
Go get a job.
Yeah.
But her response probably would be, this is my job, and I make X amount of millions of dollars a year, and... Yeah, man, I don't know. It's always that thing of like, well, how does that become? Well, because people decided it was valuable.
Yeah, man, and that's the thing.
How
about
does
it,
anything
like,
have value?
But
the market says it's valuable.
Like, you're like, damn, this dude makes tens of millions of dollars off of YouTube?
I know. And the ones that are really popular, I'm always like, all right, little check in. Like, let me see what they're doing. What's the secret sauce?
My kids love, my son especially, Samson loves Mr. Beast. Mm-hmm. I sat there and watched it with him. I'm like, I'm curious. Let me see what's up with that. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Yep, same
but thing. Then I sit there like, this he's making off this.
I have the same reaction.
Wow.
I'm like, really? This is the thing, huh? All right. Well,
cool.
Good work.
Cool.
Well done. Well done. You've found the niche and you've made an incredible amount of money doing it. So well done. All right. We'll get into some college football coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Pretty big news coming out of Texas. I don't think anybody thought Quinn Ewers was going to be their quarterback next year. I think we all kind of thought maybe he was going to transfer. Sounds like he's going to the NFL. So we'll get to that. Back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. But before we do anything else, let's get to an NFL no huddle. Sour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. You mentioned this yesterday, but still relevant. Tommy Rees will be promoted. Or not promoted.
He's tight end coach.
With Cleveland. Tonight is going to be their offensive coordinator.
I think Tommy Rees is going to be a really good offensive coordinator. I think I was reading somewhere. I think Vrabel wanted to get him in New England.
He's a well-respected
name. He is. And I can see him fast-tracking it to a head coach pretty soon. I think that's how people look at him as far as an offensive play caller. It don't matter. Whoever the hell you got. I mean, who's going to be his quarterback?
Kirk Cousins.
You think so?
I don't know. I'm trying to speak it into existence.
Yeah. For Kurt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because no matter what, the Falcons the Falcons are going to be stuck.
No, but maybe if they could trade him, you know?
That's not going to happen.
But if we...
That's not going to happen.
You didn't lie to the people in Cleveland well enough. You went on there and you told them the truth. You went on the radio station and told them the truth.
That's not going to happen.
No, it's not. Yeah. If Kirk Cousins is the Browns quarterback next year, it's because the Falcons cut him.
Yes.
They sign him to a one-year veteran minimum contract.
Yes.
And it makes no difference. I guess the only thing would be if he's here, he does get that $10 million contract signing roster bonus on St. Patrick's Day. Either way, the Falcons are going to have to eat an incredible amount of dead cap over the next couple of years. Deontay Johnson cut or waived by the Texans?
Man, damn that dude!
They're still in the playoffs, right?
This dude has been on three teams this year.
What the hell happened?
He's been on three teams this year, and all of them said the same thing: it ain't work out.
Yeah.
It ain't work out. So maybe it's your ass.
No, it is. It definitely is.
They're down to one receiver.
Yeah,
Nico.
Man. With all the injuries
they have,
do you get waived in the playoffs?
And they don't want you.
Like, how bad are you behaving?
They don't want your ass.
D'Amico Ryan said, we're on to Kansas City.
Yeah, they don't want you.
That's the right answer.
What you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you up to? Micah Parsons, who I don't know if he's the most important, but one of the most important players on the Dallas Cowboys roster, talking about Mike McCarthy not being the head coach anymore.
It is devastating. You know, Coach Mike's a great father.
One
of the most winningest coaches. And, you know, he's always been good to us as a unit, us to coaches, players. So, you know, losing a great coach like Mike hurts. But it's going to be very interesting offseason. You know, it's going to be very interesting, you know, due to the free agents, the coaching. It's like, you know, it's going to be a complete reset. So it's going to be a very interesting and challenging offseason. But listen, I already know I trust my owner. I trust our GM. I trust Will McClay that we're going to make the right decisions.
Okay.
Yeah.
We only played that because it said devastating.
Yes.
And I was like, dang, is Micah Parsons devastated about
devastated.
This? His tone did not match the word that he used.
He's devastated.
Didn't sound devastated.
All right, man.
Yeah,
whatever.
Okay. All right.
They got a lot of work to do. I saw Robert Saleh going in today for a head coaching interview there. All right.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
All right. All right, Micah. He's devastated, man.
Devastated.
Devastated.
Beyond emotion.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe that was after he composed himself.
Yeah.
And then he was just able to say that he was devastated, but not sound like it.
Devastated.
Here's Mike Tomlin talking about justice.
there's football justice. You get what you deserve. And so, you know, we're here, and we're here for really tangible reasons, man. We didn't involve in the right ways. We didn't strike the right chords at the right time, particularly down the stretch. And so we've been eliminated from the single elimination tournament.
He's absolutely correct.
That's
football,
right.
Football don't owe you nothing.
Nope.
Damn sure don't. Their game don't owe you a damn thing. You got to make your own luck. And so, you know, he's in a situation where, the more I think about it, maybe he does need to go somewhere else. Meaning, sometimes it runs its course, mm-hmm. you know. And 18, that's a long time to be there.
It's a long time.
It's a long time to be there. And they got a lot of work to do. They got to get younger, first of all. They got to get some better skill players. I love me some damn George Pickens, man. He might have to go.
Yeah.
He might have to go. Yeah. But then you look at it from the standpoint, you got to go and get some explosive players. George is all those things. Mm-hmm. But it's more than that with George sometimes. It's just like, I can't have my number one. You can have a crazy-ass number one player.
Yep.
Number one receiver. All right, because there's been plenty of. Randy Moss was crazy as hell. T.O. crazy as hell. You know, but they weren't him, though. You right. know what I mean? They weren't.
Usually the crazy was reserved for off the field.
Yeah.
When you stepped on the lines, it was business, it was yeah. production, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
George brings it with him on the field.
Yeah,
sometimes.
He does. And that thing about, like, T.O., he didn't.
Now, T.O. would bring it on the field.
He would bring it on the field, but the thing about it was, you didn't have to worry about T.O. T.O. was going to go ball.
Oh, yeah. T.O. would get you 15 catches.
Yeah,
he would go ball. He might grab a Sharpie out of his
Yeah, he might do all that other stuff, but he going to ball. T.O. going to ball.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's the ultimate thing. But, yeah, Mike T., I mean, with the no-trade clause, obviously that's something that him and the Rooneys would have to work out if he wanted to go somewhere, but – yeah, I mean, they got a lot of work. And the biggest thing they had to do, get them quarterback.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
More than anything.
They haven't had a franchise quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger retired, and even the last couple of years of his career, he wasn't that either.
Yeah.
You know how I know Russell Wilson's not going back there? Because posting workouts on social media.
Already?
Yep. Day one.
Already?
Yeah. Yep. They credit to them. You talked about this yesterday, how good of a culture they have there to sort of keep the crazy, like, main, like, under wraps.
Russ didn't have a slogan.
Russ didn't do anything.
Yep, Russ didn't have a slogan.
He didn't have any, he wasn't posting videos or anything. Day one.
How you posting?
He's on there with a medicine ball doing core stuff, talking about, you know, he had some sort of, I don't know what he said, something about every day is an opportunity or some kind of thing like
that. Oh, no, not that.
Yeah.
Anybody
Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited was back on social media yesterday, so you know he's not going to be in Pittsburgh.
Anybody who starts a damn a sports quote or a sports phrase with every day, or I'm going to block you. I already blocked one of them. Like, every day is an opportunity. No blank.
Yeah, that's true.
How many people got off their damn couch because your ass is doing a medicine ball? Ooh, look at Russ. They put out these pancakes. Hell out of here, man.
He's right. Russ is right. He makes a good point.
Hell out
people
of
say
here.
YOLO, but it's not true. You live every day.
Oh, some, that,
you
know
only
what I mean?
Die once.
Yeah,
you live
man.
Every day. If you live life to the fullest.
Don't give me.
I'm such a sucker for that stuff.
Are you?
But I keep it to myself, though. Sometimes I say it jokingly on the radio. But I actually do
but
like
how
it.
Many times do you erased that, like, every day?
Well, I would never share it with anybody
But no, that's what I'm saying.
But I like those little motivations.
How many times do you think he erased it? No.
Let me get it right.
Hey, Ciara!
That's how you know he's on the open market. He's working out on social media.
Hey, Ciara!
I should start posting my workouts on social media. I think people would
Please
really like
do.
It. Yeah, people would really like
it. You know what? Post your video. Let's do a.
Is he okay?
Send
an ambulance.
I gotta go. Well, let's post videos, all four of us, of what we do at the work. All right. Yeah.
I'll post a video. I got a cool thing going on today. I'm excited about it. I'll tell you about it off the air. We'll come back. We'll get to some college football. A college football corner coming up next. Quinn Ewers leaving Austin. Where's he going? We'll tell you after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On the walk. Look, on the walk.
This was the best. This was like, because, I mean, obviously E-40 had like an entire decade-long career plus before this. And then he got on some songs with T-Pain and Lil Jon and stuff and kind of hit like
another
really big chart toppers and stuff like that. And people are like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
And now he's been rapping like he's had marbles in his mouth for 15 years. It's just how he does it. It's just how he sounds. I don't know. That's his cadence. Doesn't sound like anybody else. He wasn't copying anybody and nobody copied him.
Nope.
That thing about a lot of the greats, you know, like somebody will be like, oh, I should try to sound like that.
No.
And it's like, oh, you kind of, nobody ever tried to sound like this
nobody
guy.
Nobody tried to sound like E-40. E-40.
E-40.
I love
E Feezy.
E Feezy. But yeah. And I rolled the block.
So good. So he's still making music.
Yes.
Like that's the thing about it. And it all sounds the same pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you like E-40, which I do, you can still count on 2 to 3 new E-40 albums every year.
Right.
Like this man, he's just in the studio. He's gonna come out with something. And it's gonna sound decent if you like it, and you're gonna have new stuff to listen to, which is great. All right, we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. College football corner here as we, I don't know, I mean, we spent about 45 minutes ago, we spent about 10 to 15 minutes on the Carson Beck. I don't even know. I mean, it's news just because that article had a little bit of new stuff in it. I don't really know how big of a deal it is that Carson Beck was contacted by Georgia and Alabama after he entered the transfer portal,
right,
which sort of flies in the face of the idea that Georgia kicked him to the curb and was like, be gone. Good riddance.
Yeah, but I mean,
they didn't know he was going to go back in the transfer portal when they found out they reached out to him.
You didn't know, and so they reached out to him, but he was already going to Miami.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why there was a no-contact notice on his announcement.
So Georgia wasn't done with Carson. Carson was done with Georgia.
Yeah, because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, had they talked him out of it?
Yes.
I mean, sounded like they were interested. If they had talked him, and then he would have gone, and he would have been the starting quarterback.
Right.
That would have been a tough day for a lot of deleted tweets on that one.
Yeah, but he wanted to go to Miami.
Yeah. For aforementioned reasons. We won't run down the whole conversation, but we'll sum it up in bullet points. What's bullet point number one?
$4 million.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. I don't think he'd love it that much.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think he'd love it that much.
$4 million is bullet point number one.
Two.
Bullet point number two is...
her.
Can you say it? Yeah, her. That's what it is.
Huh.
His lady.
Yeah, his lady. And the third one's
whatever you want to choose.
I say the third one was, y'all made me feel like y'all didn't want me to be here.
Fair enough. Fair enough. There was
y'all made me feel like I didn't want to be here.
Yeah, didn't feel wanted. And then Miami's not a bad place to live, and Miami's not a bad program.
No.
And that's a good, you know, there's a lot of positives.
They're still going to underachieve because that's what Miami does, because Mario Cristobal's their coach. Yeah, because he's their head coach.
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, it's always going to, they're going to, what do we talk about? Earlier this week, I said that there's going to be a game day. They're going to be like 8-0 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And game day is going to be down in Coral Gables. They're going to have to sit down with Carson, and he's going to explain what happened in Athens.
Yep.
And that's what it is. And that's what's going to happen. Now, he ain't going to say about the money and his lady.
No.
And I don't think, he won't bash Kirby in them either.
No, he won't.
Just saw like this was the place to be.
Yeah, this just felt right. You know, this was just the right place. I'm now look at their schedule.
Yeah.
Oh.
They start with Notre Dame.
Oh, they sure do.
Yep.
They sure do. They got them in Miami Gardens. They got them at Hard Rock Stadium, so that's good. But they got Notre Dame to start. All right. Then you got Florida also in September, Florida State. So you're starting off against the rivals early. Louisville.
Hold
NC
on. They
State.
Got Florida State in the first month?
Yeah.
And Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. They might not be.
Well, date TBA on the Florida State game, but it looks like it would be right at the end of September.
Okay.
So, yeah. Notre Dame, Florida State, all in the first month. And then Louisville, NC State, Stanford, Syracuse, Pitt, SMU, and Virginia Tech.
All right.
So there you go.
Okay.
That's the slate
for
the U.
But yeah, and now, you know, as we, you know, going to another big-time quarterback goes to the NFL talking about Quinn Ewers, does he do this? Does he make a sense of where – because I don't know where his draft stock is. Honestly, I don't know. Is he going to be the next one to be like, if there's an offer out there to go to another school? I kept saying Oregon. I said Oregon all last week.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense. But I don't know. Does he stay in the draft? Because he's not going to be starting quarterback at Texas.
No.
Sark ain't calling him back.
Yeah, no. The writing was on the wall on that one.
No, we know
that it's Arch Manning's turn in Texas. A couple other guys down there committed to the NFL draft as well. You got Matthew Golden and Isaiah Bond. They're two best wide receivers who are going to the draft. They'll restock. Those guys both transferred in this year. So they'll get new guys to transfer next year and Arch have people to throw to. But I do think Quinn probably plays it like that.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like maybe like Carson Beck did.
Yeah,
he always knew.
Wait and see.
The weird thing is, like, to me, you know, you never know what somebody values or where they view as or whatever. But, like, I think we thought Jake Fromm was going to come back, right? Like, he was going to get those draft evaluations and be like, never mind.
Remember that? Yeah.
I'll probably play another year.
But that was another one of the things where people were like,
what's Quinn going
to? That's what I'm saying. Like, I remember when Jake went pro, a lot of people were like, good. Like, people are done with, people are over Jake Fromm.
I think that's true.
Yeah, people are over Jake for whatever reason. You know?
I think they're over Quinn down there, probably.
And it's probably, that could be it, too, especially when you got an Arch.
It helps
when you have that guy, you know? And so, who the hell do we have in the pike behind when Jake left?
No one.
Nobody, really?
I might have my time.
With Daniels over there?
I think it was JT Daniels, and then it was COVID, and then it was Jamie Newman, and then it was all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think everything kind of gets fuzzy there around that COVID year because everything was so weird and guys didn't play and played and all that kind of stuff.
But yeah, I mean, Quinn.
DeJuan Mathis maybe was there at some point.
He was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so if Quinn looks at it from a standpoint of where he was, I'm talking about where Carson Beck was, say even Cam Ward was last year. You just don't get the evaluation. I don't know. And that, I'll always go back to one of our first conversations we had on the show together. The self awareness of what you are. Mm-hmm. Don't come in here right now, Quinn, and say, oh, I should be a first round pick. Like, what about you and your skill set says that to yourself?
The problem he faces that some of those other names that you kind of list didn't face, like Cam Ward had played D1, he had played quote unquote big time. It was big time, but nobody's watching Washington State football games.
Right.
Like, he was playing in relative anonymity with the program that he was playing in. He needed to go to a place like Miami and ball out and up his status. Quinn Ewers has been playing for Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched so many damn Quinn Ewers games.
Yes.
I know what he is. He's okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. I mean, he'll be a quarterback in the NFL. I don't know if he's going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, but Quinn Ewers will play in the league. He'll be a backup. He'll start in December at times. Maybe he's better than that, but I don't think so. So he could transfer to wherever he wants.
Right.
He already played at Texas.
Yep.
We saw it.
Yeah.
Maybe the system's wrong.
But that's what I'm saying.
But it's like, Sark.
But Bo Nix. Hell, look at Bo Nix. Nobody thought Bo Nix was going to be good in the NFL.
That's a good point.
I mean, if you go to a change, I don't know. Went to Oregon. Yeah, exactly. That's what was the first place when you think of, because I saw
that
they lost a big-time recruit to Cal, the quarterback who came there for a week and then it's rainy.
This sucks.
Oh, I can't beat out. Oh, you know what? I probably can't beat this guy out. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to Cal where they stink and I can play.
The weird thing about Cal is, and they do, is that their quarterback, there was a Fernando Mendoza.
Yes, he's going to Indiana.
He is. And that kid, like him going there, like started this crazy chain reaction of quarterbacks going all these different places. And he's a pretty good player. Like I watched, you know, everybody probably watched the Miami game where they played. He's got a nice arm. I don't know what it's going to look like at Indiana. We'll find out. But the domino effect of Mendoza leaving Cal. The true story of the 2025 college football offseason.
Like, I got to play, Andy. I got to play.
I got
to get to the gram.
No, that.
All right, I got to get to the gram because on my sign of day, I said next 3 to 4 years. Damn it.
Yeah. Plus, also, I mean, now you talk about like program health. Indiana's probably in better shape than Cal.
They are, but that's as we continue to go, you know, they're talking about trying to change the transfer portal to after in January.
Yeah, so what they're going to try to do right now, they're considering adjustments to the transfer portal. It would be a single and shorter window, so one time, 10 days in January to try to preserve the integrity of the bowl season. I think, January, I guess. Like, why not do it after everything?
That's my thing. Why not wait till after? Because and this is the one thing. And
I guess if it was late January,
I remember all these conversations that we had about the transfer portal and opting out of bowl games and things like that. And what did we say? It won't happen if your team's in the playoffs.
Wrong.
Wrong. Wrong. So nothing anymore surprised me about anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody transferred on Sunday.
Yeah.
Somebody from Notre Dame transferred on Sunday.
Yeah, Ohio State's going to lose a guy on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't want to play it. Like, you're a day away from the national championship game. This is what's going to happen.
Yep.
Because as long as you got these freaking agents and this I got to play right now attitude, even though I might not be ready. Because nowadays, these kids don't want to go to college. They want to go pro. And if some of them could make that dumbass mistake for going to high school to pro, they would. If they didn't have to go to college.
God.
Yes, and get their ass murdered.
Remember when that argument pops up stupidly every once in a while when there's just like a real freak?
Yes.
It was like Jadeveon Clowney. Like, no.
No.
Even him, no.
No.
No, he couldn't.
He could not come from high school to go to play in the National Football
League. You got to go get in the weight room for a couple years.
Yes.
And grow.
Yes.
It's different than the NBA, man. It's just a different deal. It's a totally different deal. Speaking of young players, the Braves signed a 16-year-old today.
Yeah, man.
From Cuba.
From Cuba. Gave him $2.5 million.
That's nice.
Good for him.
That's better than NIL.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to go to college to get that.
So, because technically, that's when he's 16, so he won't be over here to at least by 18?
You guess, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, then there's starting the minors. And they got an academy.
Yeah, there's like in the Caribbean. They got a Latin American academy.
Oh, they got academies like multiple. In the Dominican.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
All
kinds of academies.
Venezuela, they got, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that?
Cuba.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they got academies down there.
Good for him.
Do you think I'm just on here making stuff up?
No, I just thought Bo was like nodding emphatically. I was like, oh, really, Bo? He's just nodding so hard.
I said it because I don't know how long you do that. Or if you get $2.5 million, if you kind of go someplace else, I don't know what it is.
He's a five-tool stud, switch-hitting stud.
That's how I describe myself.
Five-tool, switch-hitting?
Five-tool, well, not that part. Dang it.
Damn.
I started saying it before you added the last part. Oh, whatever. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah. That's too cold to be listening to this, Bo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not really the vibe.
Look, chilly.
We're still jamming.
Yeah, dog.
You just close your eyes and envision being on the beach.
Let me do
that right now. Pretend you're at the
beach. Being in Jamaica, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of works, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you open your eyes back up and it's cold in here.
And you see Abe.
Abe and his lathered down. Abe, you're a big suntan lotion latherer?
SPF 100? SPF 50?
To a lot of people's dismay, I don't wear anything.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sunscreen-wise or just...
Yes.
Okay. Because it'd be to a lot of people's decision.
I don't want tan lines, so yeah.
Do you hang out by the pool when you go on all these cruises?
Nope.
Well,
not at all?
No, he's inside the casino. Like Abe,
that's right.
At all times?
Abe comes out smelling like Kool's. All right? He smells like a pack of Winston's.
So then you don't need sunscreen.
Yeah.
That's why you don't need sunscreen.
Yeah,
you're just inside the whole
time. Uh-oh. Here comes Mr. Grumpy. What's broken?
Everything?
My computer.
Oh, yeah. When he comes in here with that grumpy-ass face... Oh, hell, what's broken now?
Yeah, the classic radio engineer face.
Yeah, there he is.
They all have the same face. Because they all have to deal with us.
Yeah,
like, it's just a bunch of us breaking stuff.
Damn it. He walks around with a damn it look on his face all the time.
Yeah, because he spent his life fixing stuff that Mike Bell broke. You know what I mean?
Damn it.
Like, I don't blame him.
We were just talking because you said that because it was the cutest moment ever. The guy, the little kid.
Moment.
And Wendy did the jersey exchange. It was so cute. And then he found out, I saw it this morning, his dad put it on eBay.
Yeah, so it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
Wemby had one of
those.
It was a great jersey swap with a little kid. It was great. It was all over social media. And then now the jersey's online for sale.
The greatest part is you said scumbag.
Yeah.
Scumbag is such a great insult.
It's a top tier insult.
Like, it's one of the best insults without having to cuss.
Right.
Yes.
It almost feels like you are cussing.
Yes, scumbag.
Yeah, what a scumbag.
Yeah, just an outstanding.
Good. It's so good.
An outstanding.
What were we? We were going to do something that we kind of have been doing but haven't really done it. Is like every Friday, it was something of the week, like a jerk of the week, but it was a better word.
It was
than
the dork of the week.
Dork
right?
of the week.
Yeah, dork of the week.
That guy.
That guy right there.
That guy.
That, we got
that
two.
Guy who used his son to sell a jersey
mm-hmm.
as bait.
Yep.
That guy's a scumbag.
It was a dork of the week, and you needed to go to hell. Of the week.
Yeah.
The guy from, he's going to hell.
Walker Hamster. Go kick rocks and
walk your hamster. That's the Eagles guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Eagles guy.
That's the Eagles guy. You know what's funny? That came up in my family text thread yesterday because my father-in-law is since retired.
Yes.
So has a lot of time to scroll the internet and send us links, which is great. His new job is reading the internet and relaying information, which is wonderful. But so he sent that on, and you know, my mother-in-law was talking about it. My wife was like, yeah, like I've never had that happen at a sporting event, but like belligerent dudes like to belittle women at sporting events.
They do.
And I was like, hey, like, because we talked about it on the show. I was like, in that situation, Julie, my mother-in-law, Ashley, my wife, my sister-in-law's on the thread, like, as wives, like, what do you want from your husband in that situation?
Right.
And they all gave different responses. Like, Julie was like, I don't know. I don't want Jim getting in a fight, which, you know, Jim's kind of older. You know, he had a heart attack. You don't want Jim getting hurt.
All right.
She was like, yeah, just film it and get him in trouble.
Right.
My wife was like, punch him.
Yep.
And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was the answer.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We finna win.
She was like, punch him.
Yes.
I, you know, I want to honor my wife's wishes here and there and all as much as I possibly can. Yeah, she said punch him. So
hell yeah,
I got the green light.
Hell yeah, dog. Don't you talk to my wife like that? I got it on video, bud.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, bud. Yeah, you're on video disrespecting my wife.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He did get him on video disrespecting his wife, and now his life's ruined.
Yeah.
So
whatever.
You know what I mean?
I would rather whip his ass than him lose his job.
But there's a third option where you can't fight and you get your ass whipped and your wife gets berated. You know what I mean?
I will take.
Not everybody's got what you got.
I will take.
Some people got soft knuckles.
Well,
some people have multiple heart attacks. You know what I mean? You get your wife cussed out like that, and then you get knocked out. That's an 0-for-2 day. And the guy doesn't lose his job because he didn't video it. I'm just saying, like, I'm with you. I would have punched him in his temple, but at least he ruined his life.
Ruined his life.
With some social media. Hey, this is there's no way to transition, but I guess don't come here and fight. Come hang out with us, 92.9 The Game, me, Michelob Ultra, for a Hawks watch party. They take on the Celtics this Saturday, January 18th, 6:30 p.m. at Veranda in Midtown. Hang out with Hawks Dancers, the flight crew, Hawks tickets are for giveaway, as well as gift cards to the Hawks shop that Saturday, January 18th, 6:30. The party starts at Veranda in Midtown, sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Must be plenty... 21 plus. Please drink responsibly. Let's get to the back page with Bo. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So speaking of mean Eagles guy, I'll go ahead and skip ahead a couple stories. Okay. So I told you yesterday how BCT Partners was launching an internal investigation about this guy. He has been terminated. They work pretty fast. Yeah. So there you go.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get out of here.
Now, see, I was kind of giving this some thought. You know, Philadelphia fans have a reputation of being mean. Snit's come on this radio station talking about it. We've talked about it. I don't know that all Philly fans would be okay with him being that mean, though. Because I was thinking at first, well, if you go punch the guy, what about everybody sitting around you and with him? You're going to get jumped.
Oh, you think all the other people
may not be the case.
No, man.
Because that's pretty far.
It is. It is. Like, every fan base has the outlier crazies.
Yeah, and I think he's even Philly, as mean as they are.
Philly and other markets get a bad rap. Maybe they have more of them, but most Philly fans aren't like that guy. Most fans of any team aren't like that guy. Like, that guy's, you know, I think.
I mean, that's worse than throwing batteries at Santa Claus.
Yeah.
The throwing batteries at Santa Claus guys would probably root you on for punching that guy in the face. Yeah, I would imagine.
I just don't buy, and again, I will always – ask the question. I pretty much know the answer. Why? Because you tell me all the time. I just don't think because you pay a ticket that or you root for a team that gives you the right to be a you know what.
It does
100%.
And that's probably
it doesn't.
I don't understand that part. You ain't that. You do know that nothing that you are doing, you're cheering, you're standing applause, is contributing to them winning or losing.
Well, I think that's the thing right there, Randy. That. Is that people have a trouble separating that, and they actually think that. What they wear or what they say during a game or what they yell at people. I think it's great you can support your team.
I think you're supposed to support your team.
Of course.
But if you actually think that you up here, like, helping them, you know what, never mind.
No, I mean, you're right. You're right. There's a line that logic doesn't cross, and those people don't have logic. I mean, they're crazy. And so I don't know what, you know, I don't know how to fix it. Video them and ruin their life.
I guess so.
that's what it is.
So on to happier stories, though. So the Mahomeses, Brittany and Patrick, have completed the triumvirate.
The what?
The trifecta.
Oh.
They've got three of them.
Three what?
Children.
Kids.
Oh, they had another baby?
Yep.
They completed the Olympic medal cycle as well. So they started with bronze, moved on to sterling.
Oh, God.
Well, Brittany on Monday gave birth to Golden Ray.
Wouldn't you want to go the other way?
So I'm thinking.
Oh, that's true. Like, if you're bronze, like, damn.
Well, damn.
Well, and bronze just happens to be the boy. Okay. The other two are girls.
Okay.
So golden and sterling. Now, kids are always fighting with each other, and parents are always saying they don't have a favorite child. Right. Aren't these kids going to grow up and be like, well, y'all literally put us
in order
of. At least
they did it in reverse, though, because the oldest always feels like they're the most loved.
Yes.
Right? Like, the oldest always feels whatever.
Oh, golden Ray's going to be a brat. I'm the favorite. I'm golden.
The third one always is.
Yeah.
The third one's always
good,
the,
good for them.
The wildest one.
Yeah. Good for Pat.
Yeah.
His wife.
I've heard of a golden before, like golden tape.
Yeah.
Sterling. There's a lot of people named Sterling.
Sterling Sharp.
Yeah. Never heard of a bronze.
Never heard of a bronze.
The Bronze Bomber.
Nickname.
I think that's Bronx too.
Well, that's the Yankees. Bronze Bomber.
Bronze is boxer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All right.
You just call him Bron.
You could.
Bronny.
There you go.
Bronzo.
Or Bronzy.
Bronzy.
Bruno.
Well, here's Pat Mahomes talking about how much of a soldier his wife was and what she let him do in the hospital room.
Yeah, I mean, it's been cool. I mean, I'm just supporting. You know, Brittany crushed it. it's been cool to welcome another baby girl in our family and see how my other kids react to her and having baby Sissy and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of fun. And it was cool that football was on TV when I was in the hospital, so I got to watch a little bit.
Yes,
so Brittany was kind enough to let us watch football as she was getting ready to give birth to our second daughter.
Was this planned, you think? Oh, we're going to have the bye week on this week, so let's go ahead and have
it. It's pretty cool that it happened, though.
It is.
I'm pretty sure they induced her.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they induced her. Because that's when Isaiah was born, during a bye week, got induced. But what do we do in the hospital room? Like, maybe
support.
If we don't support, she ain't having it?
Hold a leg or something?
Well, if we don't support.
Dude.
I'm
just telling you that this is the craziest thing. Because the doctor, she said, you're the worst leg holder. And I was like, I'm trying to see what's going on. So a leg kept slipping out my hand. So I'm like, I got you, babe. I mean.
You were
trying to see what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't afraid of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
I was down there.
Yeah, but I just think when they were like, you know, what do we do? Like, we have nothing.
They told you were the worst at it?
No, my wife, she said, will you hold my leg? And I was like, I'm trying to see what's going on. If I hold your leg that high, I can't see around you. But
yeah, you know.
Like the women in the if there's any dad or anybody who takes credit for the birth of their child, go to hell.
Yeah.
We don't do nothing. We get to sleep on that. Okay, we get to sleep on the couch.
You sleep on an uncomfortable couch.
Uncomfortable couch. But what do we do?
You go get stuff if they need it or ask for it. And then you
is that hero stuff?
No.
Oh.
No. You're not taking.
Yeah.
It's the job.
It's taking a walk around the hospital.
Yeah.
You help them walk around the hospital.
We
try
don't
to
do
loosen,
nothing.
Try to loosen stuff up.
Yeah, we don't do nothing.
I mean, moral support.
Yeah.
Emotional support. That's it. That's all you do.
Yeah, like push.
Now, again, I would caution you to, I mean, what you're doing is something. You could literally do nothing.
No.
Then you're going to have a real problem on your hands.
Nah, that's another thing.
It's a whole nother thing.
It's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, you're doing something.
Hey, you sitting on the couch drinking while she...
But at least you're there.
Yeah.
Right?
All you said I had to do was be in the room. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know. I think, I don't know what percentage of being a dad is just being there, but it's a high percentage. Just being there. It's
I agree with that.
You're doing it.
Yes, I got to cut the umbilical cord and all that stuff. Yes, yeah. Let me go. I'm doing it.
I wonder that a lot of times in my life as, like, what am I even doing here? I'm here. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, but it's all about the women.
What am I really doing
It's all about the mamas.
Am I helping? No, I don't think so.
So I went out of order with Mean Eagles guy, and I come back to the Eagles because, you know, look, Eagles won on Saturday, Sunday, whatever it was, beat the Packers. Now they're going to face the Rams this weekend, so they're winning. They're in the playoffs. It's true, A.J. Brown has one catch. But why is Nick Sirianni still having to answer these questions?
Because, you know, the crazy thing is it's been happening for, you know, he's been reading this book on the sideline for a long time. It just so happened that a camera saw it this week and kind of, you know, I don't know if made a big deal about it or not, but everybody has their own way.
It's so true. Because when he had over 100 yards, he was, so I mean.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I never saw him read it before.
Because nobody ever saw it.
Yeah, so I think that's what it is no one ever saw him do it before. So then they saw it, and I don't know. It's
so Randy, here's my
weird
question for you. You're a pass catcher, play 11 years in the NFL. He's a pass catcher. So what is it that you're supposed to be doing on the sideline? Like, if he was just sitting there not reading, but he was sitting down, would somebody still have had issue with that?
No.
I know, but let's not act like reading a book on the sideline is
it's not normal. But you're either
it's not a big deal, reading plays used to be, yeah, but those are things that are happening in the game.
But the thing about it, my whole thing was like, yeah, it's not normal to have a book, but he wasn't doing it because he had a bad game. He's done it when he had good games.
It's not a big deal, but it's also not a normal thing to do.
All right, tell me.
I think it's okay that people are talking.
Butter hip. What, cause my, what emoji, you know, the face emoji with the runny down eyes, the cry, runny eyes, is that sad or crying? Crying or crying from sadness or crying
from happy? My interpretation of that emoji is that it's crying. Okay. But not just a tear, like crying a lot.
That's crying. Okay, because Wimby just like quote tweeted that article about the dude putting his jersey on eBay with that emoji.
Oh, I always took it as you're laughing so hard you're crying.
That's what I'm, I don't know.
That's what the tears out.
Oh, that's what that is.
So tell me this, because my favorite one is the side of the tears. What is that?
That's just laughing even harder.
That's
rolling
drunk.
Around on the floor laughing.
I thought that was like drunk crying.
Okay. You know, if you do a text and have Siri read it, you can get the meaning of the emojis. That's the only way that I've found that you can. Yeah. When Siri reads them, it'll tell you what emojis she's reading.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really? I did not know that. See, you asked the right guy.
There should be definitions, though. Can we in the iPhone box, can you give me an emoji definition?
You guys talk to text?
No.
Oh, a lot. In a car?
I would never. And I'm talking about Andy. I got to have a 5 beside my name to do that. I got to be 50s.
I
got to be in my 50s.
Okay, fair enough. The person
I'm not saying people are old when they do it.
I got it. I got it. Yeah. We got to go. We'll come back. We promise. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.